Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty. Welcome to episode number 200 of the Rockcast.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I've been doing this podcast almost 10 years now. I started doing this back in 2008, and on today's show, I'll be taking a look back and playing you some highlights and lowlights. But first, let me give you a little background on how all this began.
This story is not new.
Back around 2003, things had not been going well for me in my musical career, and so I ended up working at this place that was basically a factory. And there weren't any windows in this place, and I was just very depressed and miserable every day. And I think most of the people that worked there were also miserable, but they had their own ways of dealing with it. For instance, I think I'm the only person that worked there that didn't do drugs. A lot of them either drank or smoked pot or did meth or just committed suicide. But since I didn't do any of that, I just listened to the radio. The only problem is, as you know, radio pretty much sucks. And I got tired of that really quickly, and I was just desperate for something to listen to.
This story is amazing.
Well, around that same time, I had this little bass amp, and this friend of mine wanted to buy it. And he said, hey, I've got one of those iPod things. You want to trade me? And I thought, an iPod. Yeah, that might be kind of cool to have. And so I traded him and I downloaded the iTunes app and I looked on the iTunes store and found all these podcasts. And I thought, wow, I could listen to these at work and maybe I wouldn't lose my mind. And so I started putting all these shows on my iPod like Adam Carolla and Rock and Roll Geek Show. And after a while, I started thinking, you know, it must be so cool to have your own podcast. I wish I could do that. But I didn't have a lot of knowledge about computers, so for a long time, I had no idea how you could even do it. Well, a few years later, I was walking by an Apple computer store, and I went in. And one of their salesmen started showing me one of their MacBook Pro laptops. And he proceeded to show me how I could make my own website, record my own podcast, and then take that podcast and put it on the website. And it was like the heavens had opened up. And I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been waiting for. And I took that thing home and started recording. And before you know it, the first episode of Monty's Rockcast was launched into cyberspace. Only thing was, oh my God, did it suck. And thank you for joining me. This is episode number one of Monty's Rockcast. I am Monty Colvin. Formerly the bass player, and I wrote a lot of songs too for Galactic Cowboys. So I decided to make my own podcast because, frankly, everyone in the world has their own podcast now, and if they don't, they should. Yeah, it quickly became apparent to me that I was not real good at this. And over the years, people have told me that they hear things going on during my show, like sound bites, sound effects, and sound clips.
Don't know what the hell he's talking about.
And I've never really given an explanation for that, but I'm here today to say that what you're hearing is probably a result of my complete ineptitude in talking. You see, while I was doing episode number one, I realized that maybe I need to edit this stuff.
Gee, you think?
Not only am I constantly fumbling my words, but I sound like a stoner who may fall asleep at any moment.
These days, I've been doing a solo project called Crunchy. I've done three CDs now. The last two I've recorded myself in my own studio.
Wow!
But I write my own stuff, play everything except drums on the CDs, and have a blast doing it.
What the hell was that?
So the early episodes were pretty bad, but never fear, they would only get worse. I went track by track through all the Galactic Cowboys and Crunchy CDs, and I played a lot of music. But after about 25 shows, I thought, you know, I sound boring, I sound like a stoner, I need to pump up the energy. And God only knows why, but I decided to start yelling through every show. And when I go back and hear those episodes now, they are completely unlistenable to me.
It was obnoxious.
Yeah, so for any of you people that think you want to hear episodes, say, 25 through 90, trust me, you do not want to. I do not want to.
Nobody does.
However, there were a couple of things that were kind of cool on those early episodes. Like, I got the idea to have my 9-year-old daughter Zoe start doing CD reviews. And I gotta say, besides being incredibly cute, the kid was pretty darn smart.
Hi, I'm Zoe. This week I'm reviewing the latest CD by the All-American Rejects, When the World Comes Down.
Okay, cool. That sounds like something you might like.
This is a follow-up to their breakout hit album, Move Along, a CD that was filled with strong songwriting and catchy Cheap Trick-like melodies.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I kind of like that CD also.
However, I'm sad to say, this new CD is lame.
What? Really?
Great songwriting has been replaced with overproduced, cheesy attempts at pop music.
Oh. But we still gotta give it a rating, so what do you think? 1 to 5 bloody metal skulls?
I only give it 1 bloody metal skull.
Wow, only 1, your worst rating ever.
What a letdown.
Oh my God, that kid was cute. Hard to believe she's 18 now.
She's very likable.
One thing I loved about having Zoe do these reviews is that she could get away with being ultra critical, even more than me.
You're hateful.
Over the years, I've had people ask me if Zoe wrote her own reviews. And I always say, well, yeah, of course she did. Yeah.
Overall, I'd say this is a solid effort from Devil You Know. Nothing groundbreaking here, but good.
Well, all right.
What it lacks in memorable riffs, Howard Jones makes up for with powerful vocals.
Oh yeah, that he does.
However, if I'm honest, I wish he would have never left Killswitch Engage.
Oh, I know what you mean. I love Jesse Leach and Killswitch now, but I really miss Howard.
Dad.
I mean, what, hon?
Who was Killswitch Engage again?
Oh, well, yeah, well, I'll tell you later.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, well, anyway, Zoe, what do you give this CD on a scale of 1 to 5 bloody metal skulls?
I'll give it 3 out of 5 bloody metal skulls.
Well, all right, 3 out of 5.
That means it's good, right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Right.
One of the cool things about doing this podcast for me is that it's actually been kind of like an audio diary. I've talked a lot about my personal life, and I've always tried to be pretty honest. When I got a divorce, I told you about that, and when I started dating again, I told you about that. And in the beginning, I just referred to her as Hot Lindsay. But eventually we became a permanent couple, and I started having her be a part of the show. And of course, early on, I knew she was sexy and she had a good sense of humor. But I had no idea we were going to make such a good podcasting team. Around episode 60, I had her start doing the intros to the show, which she still does today. But eventually she turned into Hot News, Weather, and Traffic Girl Lindsay. And as you'll hear, she was really good at it, even if I didn't always know what she was saying. Okay, well, go ahead and give us the weather and the traffic, but just make it quick.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, let's go.
Tonight, look for increasing clouds to the north, starting with rain mixed with snow, which will cause blowing, drifting, and accumulations of 1 to 3 inches in the east, and temperatures in the 30s with a 70% chance of snow and precipitation tomorrow, then drying out by the weekend with chilly air mass and winter storm warnings. Likely after midnight on Sunday, a few showers on your way to work.
No, I'm so confused.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, how about that traffic?
We've got a fender bender on 435 in Metcalf causing a backup on both sides of the freeway. There's a car on fire at 210 and 35 North with everything at a total standstill at 70 West in Maine.
What?
Use precaution if you're traveling on 29 East. There's a cop to the side of the road at the Broadway Bridge, and that's produced a major situation.
The girl has many talents. And as is the case with most of your local news, just because there's nothing going on doesn't mean you can't come up with a good news story. Hello, Lindsay. What's going on?
Monty, I am standing outside where I'm a first-hand witness to a fire.
Oh my God. Well, what can you tell us about it?
Well, it appears to be some kind of flammable material in the street.
Ah, I see. Well, can you get a little closer and give us a better description?
Best I can tell, it looks to be possibly a t-shirt or a rag of some kind.
Oh, okay. Well, Lindsay, if that's the case, couldn't you just walk over and step on it and put it out?
Well, yes, I suppose I could.
Right. So, this isn't really that big of a deal, is it?
Well, no, I guess not.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's not really news either, is it?
No, it's not.
Alrighty, well, I think what happened here, and be honest, Lindsay, you set fire to a t-shirt and threw it in the middle of the street, didn't you? Come on, Lindsay.
Yes, I did.
Aha!
Okay, I'll admit it. I did it.
I knew it.
It was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Well, hey, that wasn't my Kill Switch Engage t-shirt, was it?
Reporting from the street.
Hey, hang on.
This is Lindsay.
You did, didn't you?
This has been the news.
You burned my Kill Switch Engage t-shirt. Oh, perfect. That's just great. Yes, here at the Rockcast, it doesn't matter how insignificant the story is, we can always find a way to make it sound huge. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news, and here via the telephone is hot news girl Lindsay. Lindsay, what's going on?
Well, Monty, I am presently standing outside where I unfortunately have to report we are under a severe winter storm warning.
Oh my God, did you say severe winter storm warning?
Yes, you heard me correctly. As I speak, there are snowflakes falling from the sky, and some of them appear to be sticking to the ground.
Well, this definitely sounds bad.
Oh, it's a total situation.
Yeah.
There's a cold front moving in from the north, and we can expect anywhere from 1 to possibly 1.5 inches of snow by this afternoon.
Wow, 1 inch. Well, that sounds terrible. It must be causing some major problems for drivers on the morning commute.
Oh, yes. There's no accidents to report on yet.
Right.
But we're hoping to see some in the next few hours.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Lindsay, if you're a complete moron like myself, what advice would you have for those of us trying to get to work this morning?
Well, if you don't have to go anywhere, I would suggest you not leave your house.
Yeah, I could do that.
But if you absolutely just have to be out on these roads, I would leave yourself some extra time and drive as slow as you possibly can.
Oh.
Like, if the speed limit is 65, I would go 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Oh, that's slow, huh?
Even if the roads are completely clear, it's better to make all the other motorists pissed off and late for work.
Sure, screw them.
Also, be sure to fill your car with gas, turn your windshield wipers on, and honk your horn repeatedly.
Well, that is excellent advice. Well, tell me, Lindsay, how long have you been standing out there so far?
I've been here since 4 this morning.
Ooh, well, you must be cold.
Yeah, I'm freezing my ass off.
I'm sorry, Lindsay, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I'm freezing my ass off.
Ah.
Yeah, I can't feel my freaking face.
Well, that is a shame. But, you know, Lindsay, couldn't you have just looked out the window and done the report from inside?
Well, yes, Monty, that does seem like a more intelligent thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, really. I'm looking out the window right now, and I could have told you it was snowing.
Yep.
Seems kind of dumb just to stand outside in the freezing cold for hours.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it's not even snowing that hard.
Hey.
What?
You told me to do this.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I did.
You think I want to be out here?
Okay, well, Lindsay, you are a real trooper.
Whatever.
All right, well, do you have any final words of advice for us during this winter weather?
Well, even though the sun will probably melt off any accumulations by late this afternoon, please don't forget that this is a severe winter storm warning. And if you haven't started to panic yet, I would try to do so.
Well, absolutely. And once again, some great advice, Lindsay. Thank you so much for the report.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Lindsay with some breaking news.
I'm coming back in. This sucks.
Yes, Lindsay reporting on the winter storm warning. She's out there braving the cold to bring us the news.
I locked the door!
Yes. Thank you, Lindsay. Good job.
You son of a...
No, oh, well, we seem to have lost our connection with Lindsay somehow, but it's snowing out there, so just remember, be careful.
That was just Lindsay reporting on things in the news.
Hey, what can I say? We're a married couple. And Lindsay doesn't always agree with everything I say or do, but she understands me better than anyone. And she knew when we got together that I was an artist and a musician. And frankly, I don't make a lot of money doing any of that. And back on episode 83, we decided to do a fundraiser for starving artists and podcasters. And we called it the Pod-a-thon.
Each year, thousands of artists and musicians are abandoned by their fans, agents, and record companies and are left to fend for themselves in the real world.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance.
Without gigs, advances, or royalties, they are often forced to move in with their parents, paint houses, or even worse, play cover tunes.
And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Many of these losers fall into drug and alcohol addiction, cannibalism, and a few even resort to things as pathetic as podcasting. And we all know there's no money in that.
In the
But that's why I'm here talking to you today. For only a dollar an episode, you can help support a starving artist and ensure that he will not be disconnected from his cable TV or internet access. Please donate today. For the price of a can of soda, you can buy a needy musician a gallon of gas.
I actually can't.
Huh?
Yeah, a gallon of gas is actually more.
Oh.
Yeah.
A half a gallon of gas.
Nah, not really.
What?
Well, you know, a can of soda these days is only like a dollar.
All right. A quarter of a gallon of gas.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
So anyway, you should probably stop being selfish bastards and quit drinking soda. I'm just saying.
Hey, it's okay. Just relax.
Okay.
Keep going.
So start calling now.
Oh, yes.
This is for a great cause, and we're going to keep those lines open for the next 50 minutes.
That's right, and operators are standing by. Well, as it turned out, the Pod-a-thon really didn't raise much money. In fact, it didn't raise any. And really, the only thing good that came out of that episode was that Lindsay won her first Rock Casty Award. She was up for Best Acting Performance in a Podcast. And when it was time to receive her award, well, she went all Taylor Swift on me.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, you sexy thing.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did it.
What?
You won.
No.
Yes.
No.
Congratulations.
I can't believe this.
It's true.
This is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
I cannot believe this.
Well, yeah, I understand.
I'm shocked.
Yeah?
I'm stunned.
Right.
I can't believe this is happening.
Really? Because you were nominated.
What?
Well, you had to know there was a possibility you might win.
I've got so many people to thank.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to thank the fans.
Okay, cool.
This is so crazy.
Yeah, you said that.
I just want to say thanks to all my fans.
Yeah, you already thanked them.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else?
And the fans.
Yeah, we get that.
I don't even know what to say.
You've made that obvious.
Oh, my God. I was not prepared for this.
Really? Because how could you not be?
Thanks to everyone that voted.
I decided this.
The fans.
They didn't vote.
You're all amazing.
Okay, whatever.
Please never change.
Yes, we love the fans.
I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Oh my God.
That's fine, but how about...
I am in stunned disbelief.
Okay, well listen, Lindsay.
What is happening?
Yes, we get that you're surprised.
This is unbelievable.
All right, but how about thanking God or something?
What?
You know, don't you want to thank God?
Who?
God, Jesus Christ.
Why?
For helping you win this award.
I thought you decided this.
Oh, well, yeah, actually it was me,
well,
but...
this just blows my mind.
What?
There are just no words to describe this.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Oh my God, where do I begin? I want to thank the fans.
Okay, that's good.
I love you all. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, can you blame her? I mean, it is quite an honor to win a Rockcasty.
It is?
Yeah, you see, at the end of every year on my year-end special, I give out the awards for the best and worst in everything. In the past, I've had categories like Worst Song, Worst Album, and Worst Artist of the Year. And some of the past winners have included Scott Stapp from Creed and Bret Michaels from Poison. However, I didn't limit the Rockcasties to just music. And one year I gave out awards for the best and worst Rockcast listener. And the Rockcasty for best listener went to Dan the Man Cunningham because he would send me food.
What?
Yeah, not joking. Dan would mail me cases of red hot dogs, these ice cream sandwich things called whoopie pies, and one year Dan even sent me 25 pounds of corn nuts.
Whoa!
And I ate just about every single one of those corn nuts. And thinking back now, that's probably what led to my kidney stones.
Probably so.
But Dan's a great guy, and he knows how to take a joke. Unlike the guy who won the award for Worst Rockcast Listener.
Weirdo.
You see, back in 2011, I ended one episode with some comedy sound effects where it sounded like some geese were being shot. And this guy named Brian Knapp got really upset at me because apparently he loves geese. And even though I assured Brian that no geese were actually harmed in the making of that episode, he ended up going on Facebook and calling me a jerk. And I never heard from Brian again, and I still to this day have no idea why he got so upset. But at least he got a Rockcasty out of the deal. And Brian, if you for some reason happen to listen to this, hey man, I'm sorry, I meant no harm. Of course, I love almost all of you guys. And I say almost all of you guys because, you know, it's probably more like 98%.
Not bad.
And let me just say, without you guys, this show would not be what it's become.
Awful.
You've contributed so much to the show with your questions and feedback. And who could forget the top 10 lists? I mean, who would have ever believed that the top 10 playoffs would end up becoming this worldwide phenomenon?
No one's saying it's a big deal.
I mean, it started out with a couple of guys sending me a list, and before you know it, it's one of the biggest things on the internet.
You're delusional!
Some of the past winners of the top 10 playoffs have included Brady Jennings, Matt in St. Louis, Jeffrey Elliott, Paul Morgan, Jimmy G in Chicago, John Huff in Canada, and Mr. David Whiteman.
The new face of evil.
The question is, who had the best list of all time? Well, after going back and listening to 199 previous episodes, the choice was, well, actually pretty easy. It was sent to me in 2014 by a guy named Jimmy the Freak, and his list was the top 10 band names that have the word goat in them. And it was a great list in itself, but the thing that propelled Jimmy to win the top 10 championship that year was that he suggested that I read the list as if I was introducing players at a basketball game. And as you will hear, it was epic.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Jimmy the Freak's top 10 band names that have goat in them. At number 10, they're a black metal band from Switzerland. Please welcome Goat Messiah. At number 9, they're a thrash black metal band from the USA and a personal favorite of mine, Goat Whore. At number 8, they're from Chile. You don't want to mess with Morbid Goat Fornicator. At number 7, they play doom metal. They are Goat Snake. At number 6, they're a black metal band from Finland. Goat Hammer. At number 5, they're from Brazil, and they have apparently never heard of Goat Hammer. Please welcome Hammer Goat. At number 4, from the USA, they're brutal, they're black, and they're metal. Please welcome Black Goat of the Woods. At number 3, this band is from Germany and they're really pissed off. Please put your hands together for Motor Goat. At number 2, from Chile, they play deathcore. They are Scorched by the Flaming Goat. And at number 1 on Jimmy the Freak's list of goat bands, won't you please welcome from the US of A, Super Heavy Goat Ass.
Well, that was awesome, but believe it or not, I was never able to give Jimmy the Freak an amazing prize package. Mainly because he never sent me his address. In fact, I don't think I ever heard from Jimmy again.
The guy is a freak, by the way. I mean, that's well known.
Now, who is the runner-up with the second best list of all time? Well, that would be my wife, Lindsay, with her top 10 foods that she hates. It included sandwiches, pickles, all vegetables, mayonnaise, and Chinese food because it smells like straight up ass.
Absolutely.
It was a great list and probably the best list I got that year. But I didn't think it would be fair to make my girlfriend the top 10 champion. However, let me assure you that since then, I did decide to give her my amazing prize package anyway.
Yeah.
Now, most of the podcasts that I listen to, they'll have guests come on and they'll interview them, and they're usually celebrities or rock stars. But me, I just found a redneck guy here in Kansas City.
That's crazy!
His name's Jimmy Jeff, and every now and then he calls in and he asks me what's going on. And back on episode 93, I had Jimmy Jeff tell me his favorite bands of all time. And, well, it was typical Jimmy Jeff.
Well, okay, well, tell us what you've got.
All right, well, this is Jimmy Jeff's top 10 list of the greatest bands in the history of rock.
Sounds good.
Number 10 on my list is Cat Stevens.
Okay, well, he's not really a band.
Number 9 is Led Zeppelin.
All right.
Number 8 is Ozzy.
Of course.
Oh, I love Ozzy.
Yeah, you do.
Number 7 is Metallica.
Well, yeah, you gotta have Metallica.
Oh, I've been a Metallica fan forever.
Yeah?
Oh, man, I've loved them since their first album.
Oh, me too. Kill 'em All.
Yeah, the one with Enter Sandman on it.
Well, that wasn't their first.
Yeah, the Black Album.
All right, if you say so.
Number 6 is REO Speedwagon.
No kidding.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Well, that is true.
Number 5 is Jackal.
Jackal?
Oh, man, I've seen them about 10 times. Every time they come to Kansas City, they get that chainsaw out there. And
are you serious?
Man, it is awesome.
Greatest bands of all time?
Number 4 is Bachman Turner Overdrive, also known as BTO.
Wow.
Number 3 is Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh my God.
They not only put on a hell of a show, they got the best band name ever.
Okay.
Number 2 on my list is Shinedown.
I could see that coming.
Oh yeah, I've seen them the last 25 times they played here in Kansas City.
Right.
And I am gonna see them again this summer when they headline Rockfest.
Oh good.
That is gonna be so awesome.
Well, I'm sure you'll think so.
And finally, number 1 on my list and the greatest band in the history of rock and roll, Nickelback.
Wow. Well, that is a shocker. I would have never guessed you would have picked Nickelback as the greatest band of all time, Jimmy Jeff.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of hard to pigeonhole.
Yeah, Jimmy Jeff loves the douche rock, and he also loves Nickelback. Well, at least he did until I played him a little bit of their new album.
Oh, just turn that off right now.
What? You don't like this?
Man, this is some bullshit.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's the new Nickelback.
That is no Nickelback.
Well, yeah, I'm afraid it is. And the bad news is this album sucks. But the good news is there's about one good song on here.
All right, well, why don't you play that?
All right. Well, Jimmy, it's been good having you.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, well, you come back and see us real soon, man.
Oh, well, it'll be a cold day in hell before I come back on your show, you song bitch.
All right.
Yeah, you think you're real funny, but you can kiss my ass.
Fortunately, Jimmy Jeff forgave me, and he came back on the show many more times after that. Unfortunately, he's never really liked the metalcore music that I like to play here on the Rockcast.
It's Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm starting to think you're some kind of retard.
No, I just get those bands confused once in a while.
Yeah, well, at least they ain't like those screamo bands.
Yeah, you don't like that stuff?
Hell no. It all just sounds the same, and they got their little faggot haircuts. Always screaming like somebody killed their dog or something.
Yeah, I agree, Jimmy Jeff. This stuff's way more original than that crap.
Damn straight.
You know, now that I think about it, probably most of the people who listen to this show hate the metalcore stuff that I play.
That's correct.
Oh, well, to each his own. And Jimmy Jeff loves his douche rock. And he's kind of an expert on it.
Yeah?
Well, at least he thought so, until I gave him the ultimate douche rock quiz, where I would play him a song of a douche rock band, and he would have to guess who it was. Well, he didn't do very well at it, and once again, he got a little upset at me.
Monster, I hate what I've become, the nightmare's just begun. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I feel it deep within, it's just beneath the skin. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I feel like a monster.
Okay, was that Creed, Nickelback, Alter Bridge, Smile Empty Soul, Godsmack, Daughtry, Skillet, or 3 Days Grace?
Huh, well, that's an easy one, because anybody knows that's 3 Days Grace. Oh, come on, you pussy. I know that's 3 Days Grace.
No, I'm sorry. That's actually a band called Skillet.
All right, that's it. I've had enough of you, pod boy.
Well, Jimmy, Jeff, it's been a pleasure.
You
Thanks
suck.
So much for coming on the Rockcast.
You can take this show and shove it up your ass.
Hope you'll call back in real soon,
man. I will kick your ass, you sumbitch.
All right.
So as you can tell, I really have no business doing interviews on this show. I just upset people. But a year or two ago, I did do a segment called Mystery Guest. Somebody called in, and even though I had no idea, I tried to guess who it was. All right, well, you referred to me by name, so I'm going to say, have we ever met?
Yes, we have.
Okay, well, if I met you on the street, would I recognize you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, are you a fan of mine?
Well, yeah, sure, but I don't know if you'd exactly call me a fan.
Okay, interesting. Well, have you and I ever had a close relationship in the past?
Yes.
Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. This is kind of an awkward question, but has there ever been an uncomfortable situation in the past where you and I were forced to share the same bed?
Actually, yes, there has.
Aha, all right, I've got it. Is this my ex-wife?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay, well, let me think of something else here. So it took me a while, but I kept asking questions, and I eventually found out that he was in a band. Jeez, was your band from Houston?
Yes, we were.
Oh, all right. Was I also in the band, Mystery Guest?
Yes, you were.
And was the name of this band Galactic Cowboys?
Yes, it was, Monty.
Mystery Guest, is your name Dane Saunier?
No.
Yeah. Well, is this Alan Doss?
No.
Well, I would only leave one other guy, so Mystery Guest, is your name Ben Huggins?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to get up awfully early in the morning to fool me. But for some reason, I just didn't recognize Ben's voice that day.
Nitwit.
But I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't even recognize my voice sometimes on this podcast. Because, you know, I am pretty darn good at impressions, if I say so myself.
No, you're not.
Well, I think so anyway. In fact, I did one of Andy Rooney on episode 84.
Who?
Yeah, Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. You remember him?
I'll admit I've never heard of the guy.
Well, he sounded exactly like this.
I've got a lot of paper clips. Some of them are kind of small and others are bigger. Here's a plastic one, but most of them are metal. I'm not really sure why I keep them. I've got way too many. Have you ever tried to clean your ears out with one of those?
Oh, yes, I miss Andy Rooney and his keen observations about everything from paper clips to bottled water.
I find that fascinating.
But, oh, there's more impressions. On episode 86, while Lindsay was doing the rock news, we broke into a little Beavis and Butthead. Go to the next story, Lindsay, before I lose my mind.
In rock news, Italian metal band Lacuna Coil will release a new album on January 24th.
They're cool.
Singer Christina Scabia says the CD totally captures the essence of Lacuna Coil.
Oh, that chick is hot.
Scabia added, "It's definitely a mixture of our roots and completely new."
She said root.
That's funny.
Song titles on the new album include Trip the Darkness, End of Time, and Fire.
Fire! Fire!
Fire's cool.
Yes, fire is cool. And I thought it was also pretty cool when I talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger being the new host of The Apprentice. It's like he'll have them all in the boardroom and he'll just start going off.
When we're in here, you will refer to me as the governor. Because as you know, I was the governor of California. And I look at you and you don't have any passion. When I used to be a bodybuilder, I would be in the gym for hours and hours. And I had these huge, gigantic muscles.
And then, of course, instead of saying you're fired like Trump did, he always ends it by saying, you're terminated. Yeah, I didn't really like Arnold Schwarzenegger as the host of The Apprentice, but there's a lot of things I don't like grunge. And on episode 128, I tried to explain why I don't really care for Creed, Pearl Jam, or Stone Temple Pilots. I guess it really all began with Pearl Jam, though. And you had Eddie Vedder going, and then along came Stone Temple Pilots, and you had, enough here, let the dog begin this. And to this day, I still hate that, but oh no, that wasn't bad enough. Here comes Creed with My Own Prison.
Coldest incision, new vertication.
Hey, come on, stop!
Another thing I hate is I don't like talking about politics.
That's not true!
Yeah, it's just something I don't like to do. I like to keep my opinions to myself.
Liar!
But sometimes I have to talk about politics because you guys make me. Like that time I got a list from Chris in Canada. And it was his top 10 stupid things that presidents have said. And it was just wonderful. It's George Bush Sr. who said,
"Now I have my own opinions, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them."
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, that was a great list. And it was so good that, well, in the words of Al Gore,
"I'm gonna take your list and put it in a lockbox, and I will keep it safely in there until the top 10 playoffs."
Woo! And of course, Chris, if you get into the top 10 playoffs, you know what that means.
What?
You are gonna be eligible for my amazing prize package. And I think you know what I mean by prize package. It's just like the kind I gave to Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah.
And by the way, I never gave Miss Lewinsky a prize package.
A bald-faced liar.
But I know how much everybody wants my prize package. And believe me, I feel your pain.
You may want to move on to another topic.
So yeah, I hate certain politicians and man sandals and cats, but I don't hate everything. In fact, I love me some Facebook because it gave birth to one of my most popular segments ever, Facebook status updates. And sure, I've wasted a lot of my life reading some of the inane, pointless things that people say on there. But if it means I'm going to come up with some fresh podcast material, I'm willing to do so. So here now are some of my favorite moments from that. Ah, geez. Sometimes life's little detours throw me off. Just gonna jump in the water and see where God takes me. I like boobies. I hate that Kansas song, Point of No Return. I want to jam that keyboard up the keyboard player's ass. Thank you, God, for making my life suck so bad that others may feel better about theirs. Today I saw a fat and supposedly homeless kid begging for change, playing a $900 Taylor acoustic guitar. If not for the traffic, I would have gotten out and slapped him to the ground. My wife is awesome. I'm a very lucky man. I could be raped by a camel at the bottom of the ocean, and I really still couldn't complain about anything. Not that I'm inviting camel rape. I'm just saying, I'd only really be able to complain about the camel rape. Everything else would still be pretty sweet. I'm getting ready to watch Oprah. Shut up before I punch you in the face. Had a great surprise today. Caleb calls me at work and asks what my lunch plans are. And asks if I'd like to go to Chinese with him. Makes a mommy happy to spend time with her wonderful son. Oh, by the way, his treat.
I have to throw up.
If Eve doomed the human race for an apple, I ask you, what would she do for a Klondike bar? It snowed again today. Mother Nature is a dirty whore. My boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick, especially since his name is Steve. Have you ever started reading a long Facebook thread and halfway through you went, wait, what the hell am I doing? I don't give a rat's ass about this. I now own a machete. Shit's about to get real. And by shit, I mean yard work. I have so much to say, so many thoughts to share, so very many things to tell you. But I've also got loads and loads of apathy, so it ends here. Well, my friends, that is going to do it for this amazing and historic 200th episode of the Rockcast.
It was horrible.
If you're one of those people who has listened to all 200 episodes, well, I appreciate it and you rule. Hopefully, I can keep doing these and crank out another 200.
Please don't do it.
Make sure you check out my website, montycalvin.net. And if you order yourself a Rockcast t-shirt, after you get it, take a picture of yourself wearing it and email it to me, and I'll put it on my website.
Nobody's gonna do that.
All right, if you're a regular listener to my show, you know that I almost always end with a song. And a lot of people have told me that I've turned them on to bands that they'd never heard before. Well, occasionally, you guys do the same for me. And this week, I got an email from Chad in Kansas City. And Chad told me I should check out a trio called Press to Miko. And I did, and they're quite awesome. So thanks, Chad. And thanks to all of you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this song. They kind of remind me of It Bites or something like that. They're cool, so I hope you enjoy it. But that's going to do it for me for now. So until next time, this has been Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like unless it's me. And
rock on.
Down, comply, the world is
Monty's Rockcast.
The end.